Mum with you, Yerushalmi, Korazmai to Yerushalmi Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavzai number base, three lines up from the foot of the page, Tani Hagiyeres. Tani Hagiyeres, Vashuya Vashivcha Shinifter, Shiniskai, Rushnishtaku, Sriche Salahamten, Gimel Hadoshem, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a female convert, a captive, or a maidservant who was redeemed, converted or freed, she must wait 3 months to avoid a suffix about whether or not the child was conceived in Kedusha. As Rav Yossi says, they need not wait. Regarding blood, Rav Yehuda says that one who converted is metame me'es le'es, which means 24 hours retroactively from when she saw blood. Rav Yossi says she is da'ashata, which means she's not metame retroactively at all. I'm Rabbi Nirin, Rabbi says that Rabbi Yossi's words appear correct regarding blood, and Rabbi Yehuda's words appear correct regarding a child. I'm Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Abo, Abba Havale, Uvda, Rashalach Shal, Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ami, Rahirin Lake, Rabbi Yossi, Bevlad. Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Abo said that the case came in front of my father, and he sent to Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ami, and they ruled like Rabbi Yossi regarding a child. The Gemara asked, why do you need to say this? Had he not said this, would we say any different? What we say, when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue, doesn't the halacha follow Rabbi Yossi? And again, the Amar, Rabbi Nirin. He answers, because he need to say so, because Rabbi said that Rabbi Yehuda's words about the child are Nirin. They appear correct. I might have thought that he meant that Rabbi Yehuda's words were Nirin to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi retracted and agreed with him. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Abba say in the name of Rabbi Zura that whenever Rabbi said Nirin, the argument persists except for a ring of pressed figs? There, this one agreed with this one, and this one agreed with this one. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kishasa, Kremi, Rabbi Hanina, Berei, Rabbi Avo, Afila, Devar, Berei, Shinevalu. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Hanina, Berei, Rabbi Avo, the lenient opinion about a child, is he lenient even if it's known that they had relations? I'm Alai, Rastam, Goyos, Laikabu, Laisein. Rabbi Hanina, Berei, Rabbi Avo, said back, well, are Stam Gentile women not as if they found they already had relations? Even so, one opinion says that you need not wait. Shimon bar Rava Amar, Asa of the Kaimi, Rabbi Yochanan, Behoda of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Mestaya, Amar Shavkin, Stama Ba'avdin, Kichidai. Shimon bar Rava said that a case occurred in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he ruled that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lazar was pained. He abandoned the Stam Mishnah and follows an individual. Ashrach Tanila, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Meir, should say, Kachamala de Tanila, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Meir, Amar Yos, Saba, Yada Pirki, Gama. Say. Later, Rabbi Lazar found that Rabbi Chia taught the first Tana's opinion in the name of Rabbi Meir. When he heard that Rabbi Chia taught in the name of Rabbi Meir, he said that the elder, means Rabbi Yochanan, knows how to answer for himself. Rabbi Manan bar Kami, Rabbi Yudin, Taman Amar Rechizkiya, Rabbi Abol B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Kol Makom Shem Shana, Rabbi Machlekes V'Chaz V'Shana, Stam, Halacha Kistam Mishnah, V'Achad Amahachin. Rabbi Manan asked Rabbi Yudin, didn't Rabbi Chizkiya say in the name of Rabbi Abol, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, whenever Rebbe taught the Machlokes in a Mishnah and afterwards Stam, the Halacha follows the Stam. And here you say this, that since the Baisa says that it's a Meir's opinion, the Halacha does not follow our Stam Mishnah. Amalei, Loi Rebbe Dilma Chan Amma. Rebbe Yehuda answered that Rebbe did not teach Machlokes, someone else, meaning Rebbe Chia, taught it. Min Ma Hein Deshana Rebbe Masnis in Machlokes V'chaz V'shana Stam Halacha Kestam. Asad leit eshkach Rebbe Masnisa Machlekes Rachim Shana Machlekes Rebbe Shana Stam Lekoshkein Tehi Halacha Kestam. They object that if we find that Rebbe taught in our Mishnah an argument and later he taught it Stam, the Halacha follows the Stam, in a place where we don't find that Rebbe taught in a Machlekes, rather others taught the Machlekes and Rebbe taught Stam, all the more so the Halacha should follow the Stam. Asad Chizkiya Rebbe Yaakov Ba'acha Rebbe Shimon Ba'aba B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, V'afilu Shona Achirim, Machlekes Rebbe Shona Stam, Halacha Kestam. And came to Rabbi Chizkiya, came Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, in the name of Elazar, and said that even if the others taught them Machlekes and Rabbi taught Stam, the Halacha follows the Stam. If so, Rabbi Elazar's question then returns, why do Rabbi Yochanan rule like an individual? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Inaya, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, had other tamer, but B'Shem Machlekes, Etzel Stam, and Rish Machlekes, Etzel Stam, Le'Bada Halacha Kestam. The second answer is of Shmuel Bar Inaya in the name of Rabbi Acha, that we say that the Halacha follows the Stam when the argument was not taught by means in the same Mishnah as the Stam. And when the argument was taught by a Stam, it's called Stam because one opinion is anonymous, the Halacha does not necessarily follow the Stam. Rabbi Yossi Rabun, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, had other tamer, Rabbi Yosef Avun, quoting Rabbi Acha, answered that we say that the halacha follows the stam when the argument is an individual against an individual. If an individual argues with Chachamim and the stam is like the individual, the halacha need not follow the stam. Rabbi Yochanan kol makom shishana stam mishnayis drabonon ad shifarish loy rabba, I should say. Rabbi Yochanan said that whenever Stam Mishnayos are taught, they are Rabbonon, means the majority opinion, unless his Rebbe explicitly teaches him that it's an individual's opinion. Rishim Lakish Omer, Kol Stam Mishnayos Dub Meir Ad Shifarish Loy Rabba, you should say. Rishim Lakish says, all Stam Mishnayos are Rebbe Meir, unless his Rebbe explicitly teaches him otherwise. Amar Vizera, Koimei, Rebbe Yasa, Rebbe Yossi, Loid Rishim Lakish Poleg Eladu Chami Roy Stam Mishnayos Dub Meir. Vizera in front of Rebbe Yossi said that Rishim Lakish did not argue, rather, he saw that the majority of Stam Mishnayos are like Rebbe Meir, and therefore he inferred this as a general rule. Rebbe Zera bar Koim Rebbe Mana, Hidenu Rabba de Masnisa, Rabba de Orfana. Rebbe Zera asked Rebbe Mana, how did the Rebbe teach otherwise? Must the Rebbe bring a Baisa teaching that the Mishnah is like an individual or unlike Rebbe Meir, or may the Rebbe teach so from reasoning? Leif Milsa de Biloza, Amma Rabba de Masnisa. Gemara answers, is it not clear that from Rabbi Elazar earlier that the Rebbe must bring a Braisa? Leikad Chamala, Rebbe Chia, B'Shem Rebbe Meir, Amar, Yerus, Saba Yada Pirki, Shisei Gama. When Rabbi Elazar heard that Rebbe Chia taught the first Tanna's opinion, in the name of Rebbe Meir, he said the elder knows how to answer for himself. Neema, Ufan Kabel, Min Rabbah, the Masnisa, Kachama, Tatanila, Rebbe Chia, B'Shem Rebbe Meir. Initially, why was the blotter pained? He should have said, he's assumed that the Yochanan received from his Rebbe that our Mishnah is an individual's opinion. Rather, the Rebbe must bring a Baisa. Achayletzes, Moina Mesha'as Misa, Hayotzes Beget, Moina Mesha'as Nisina Skit. Gita. One who does Chalitza counts 3 months from the time of death, one who is divorced counts from when the get was given. Rechalina Om Mesha'as Nisina Skita, Rechalina said it's from when the get was given. Rechalina Om Mesha'as Ksiva. Yochanan said it was from the writing of the get, because they may not be secluded from then on. Rav Shmuel, Rav Rabbi Hanina, Rav Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel disagreed about this. Rav held like Rabbi Hanina, and Shmuel said like Rabbi Yochanan. Meisav Shmuel, the Rav Adatech, that Amar Meshas Nesina, Rav Shema, Adchishash, Meshem, Shenisyachta Bintayim, Nechash Lalil Ged Yoshan. Shmuel asked Rav, according to you, who say that from when it was given, why you can concerned because they were secluded in between, and perhaps she became pregnant then? Well, if so, we should be concerned for a get Joshua. Meisi Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Adatech that Amma Meshach Ksiva, Hayu Shnei Getin Echad Nechtav, Achshav Echad Nechtav, Lachazman, Venitno Shneihem, Vim Echad Lazu, Ad Oisev, Lazu, Ad Matir. Rabbi Hanina asked Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, who say that from when it was written, if there were 2 Getin for different women, one was written now, one was written later, and both of them were given on the same day, will you forbid this one who received the get written later to remarry and permit this one who received the get written earlier? The one didn't record the answer to the question, but assumedly what Rav asked back against Shmuel is what Rabbi Hanina asked against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked back against Rabbi Hanina is what Shmuel asked against Rav. The halacha is that one counts for a get from the time it was written if he was not secluded with her after that. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi says all women may become a kedoshes except for a widow due to avelus. How much is the avelus? It's 30 days. This refers to women, but a man must wait 3 festivals. miyad. This is if he has children. However, if he does not have children, he's submitted immediately. This is he has someone else to serve him. However, he does not have someone else to serve him, he's permitted immediately. And this is if he doesn't have small children. But if he has small children, he's permitted immediately. This is like the episode in which Rabbi Talvin's wife died. While he was in the cemetery, he told her sister, enter my house and raise your sister's children. Even though he had an intimate with her, he wasn't intimate with her until after 30 days.